I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Tuesday, July 16th. We're talking about a new asylum rule that could have a big impact on the border and why Amazon employees are protesting on Prime Day. Plus, a promising new blood test, and will there be the first female 007? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. A new rule is making it harder for migrants to seek asylum in the U.S. The AP calls it the president's most forceful attempt yet to cut back on the number of people seeking refuge in America. NBC News says the rule is expected to start today, and it will mostly affect people coming from Central America. From now on, migrants who pass through another country on their way to the U.S. border would need to try to seek asylum in that country first. If they don't, they will not be eligible for protection in the U.S. For example, migrants who come from places like Honduras or Guatemala would not be able to seek asylum in the U.S. if they did not first try to do so in Mexico. The Trump administration says the goal is to crack down on people who are misusing the asylum system, which is completely swamped right now. The number of people seeking protections tripled in roughly the last 5 years, but only a small number of people were actually granted protections. The AP says there are some exceptions to this new rule when it comes to human trafficking victims and people who were denied protection in another country. But these new restrictions do apply to children crossing the border alone. Critics, like some humanitarian groups, call the rule cruel and inhumane, saying migrants from countries like Guatemala face real dangers. The countries are poor and overwhelmed with violence. The ACLU already plans to file a lawsuit against this. Expect more to come. Today, the House is expected to vote on a resolution to officially condemn the president's tweets from over the weekend. The resolution says they were, quote, racist comments that have legitimized and increased fear and hatred of new Americans and people of color. Remember, we're talking about the president's tweets that seemed to target four congresswomen and told them to go back to the countries they came from. But all four congresswomen are U.S. citizens. And all four held a press conference yesterday to respond. Representatives Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Ayanna Pressley, Ilhan Omar, and Rashida Tlaib said President Trump does not know how to defend his policies, so he makes personal attacks instead. President Trump, though, doubled down again, saying his tweets were not at all racist and claiming the congresswomen hate America. But the president is now facing some pushback from his own party. Republican lawmakers are slowly coming out with some different responses this week. Some are standing by the president, but Politico reports a growing number of Republicans are condemning his tweets, some even calling them racist. Others, though, are making sure any quick critique of Trump includes criticism of the congresswomen as well. Also of note on Capitol Hill today, the first day of antitrust hearings with big tech executives. We'll have an update on that one tomorrow. The tariff war between the U.S. and China is reportedly taking a toll on the Chinese economy. Reuters reports it hasn't been this bad in more than 25 years. The second largest economy in the world grew a little more than 6% in the second quarter compared to a year ago. That's the slowest pace since 1992. Fox Business reports economists think the slowdown might continue. China blames it on, quote, external uncertainties. President Trump says it's because of the tariffs he put on Chinese imports. Remember, Trump raised tariffs, basically putting an extra tax on Chinese goods coming into the U.S., and even though there was a bit of a truce last month, there's still no official deal. The two countries have started trade talks again, so to be continued. It's the second and final day of Amazon's Prime Day with big deals and discounts. But some Amazon workers around the world are protesting. Business Insider reports people in five countries protested yesterday to fight for better pay and working conditions, and many plan to continue protesting today. Amazon's Prime Day started Monday, and for the first time, it's running 48 hours. By doing this, some employees say the company is testing its physical limits, and Amazon needs to hire more people. One union group said 2,000 workers were on strike in Germany, and workers in the UK, Spain, and Poland are also set to protest. TechCrunch reports the biggest protest, though, is happening in the U.S., in Minnesota. Amazon workers are protesting working conditions, pay and benefits, and what they say is a lack of career advancement opportunities. Amazon's response? That the company's outside critics, like union groups, try to use Prime Day to promote their own causes, and that some protesters aren't really employees. Amazon also points to what it calls industry-leading pay with a $15 minimum wage. One of the greatest boxers in history, Pernell Whitaker, also known as Sweet Pea, has died. ESPN reports he was hit by a car over the weekend. Whitaker is in the International Boxing Hall of Fame. He won world titles in four weight classes, and he's an Olympic gold medalist. He was 55. Also in sports, NBA star Ben Simmons just agreed to a big contract. The NBA says the Philadelphia 76ers and Simmons have agreed to a $170 million five-year contract extension, although it does still need to be finalized. It's apparently part of the team's plan to reach its first NBA championship since 1983. All right, we have a quick break to thank today's sponsor, Zola, the easiest wedding registry, and so much more. Zola offers all the tools you need for planning your wedding all in one place, making the process easy, efficient, and saving you so much time. I wish I knew about Zola when I got married. It would have kept me organized and less stressed. And I would have loved to have some more interesting things on my wedding registry at all different price points. With Zola, you can create funds for anything you want, from your honeymoon to your future home. Plus, you can register for gift cards to your favorite brands and, of course, get all of the typical things on wedding registries as well. So have your dream Airbnb getaway next to some high-quality kitchenware. And you can put that registry right on your free wedding website with Zola, which takes just minutes to set up. So join 500,000 couples who have used Zola and get started with your free wedding website. And the Newsworthy listeners can get $50 off your registry on Zola. Just go to zola.com/newsworthy. That's zola.com/newsworthy, spelled Z-O-L-A, zola.com/newsworthy. All right, now back to the news. It's been a goal for a long time, a blood test to screen for Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. And now scientists say they're on their way to making it a reality. The AP reports researchers used a blood test to detect if someone had Alzheimer's, and it was right nearly 90% of the time. That's a pretty big deal. Doctors want a test they can do during routine exams to find out who needs more extensive testing. Because right now, doctors typically use brain scans and spinal fluid tests. But those aren't practical for regular checkups, and they're pretty expensive. It may be a while before doctors use the tests during routine visits, but the results are said to be promising. Even though there is no cure for Alzheimer's, experts say the blood test would at least let patients know what's going on, get treatment to ease the symptoms sooner, and it could get the right people into the right studies. Waze just made it easier for drivers to figure out how much money they'll need for tolls with a brand new feature. The Verge reports the navigation app has always known where toll roads are, but now it will list every toll's actual price and a free option. The idea is to give drivers the option to avoid the tolls altogether or give them a chance to find out how much the trip will cost. But the Google-owned company is not tracking the cost itself. It does need other drivers to report prices in the app. Either way, Business Insider says this has been one of the most requested tools for a while now, and it is finally here. The update is available on both iOS and Android phones now. Expect to see some changes on Twitter's website. Engadget says it will be faster, easier to use, and more customizable. Twitter says the goal of the update is to make the site look and feel more like the mobile app. That's why all of the key features, including notifications, direct messages, and Explore, are on a large sidebar. And it's now easier to switch between Twitter accounts and send direct messages, as well as personalize your account with new color options. The new upgrade is rolling out this week. For the first time, a woman will reportedly play 007, you know, like James Bond. The UK Daily Mail cites a movie insider who says British actress Lashana Lynch will play 007 in Bond 25, which is the next Bond movie. If this is all true, she will be the first black woman and first female to take on that role. but she will not actually be playing James Bond. Daniel Craig will still play that role, but Lynch's character will take over his famous codename. In the new movie, Bond is reportedly retired but called back to duty to help with a new crisis. The movie is apparently in production right now. Also in entertainment news, Emmy nominations will be revealed this morning. Stay tuned for updates. All right, that's it for today. You are ready to go. Thank you so much for listening. And remember, you can always read more about any of the news stories we talked about. Just look for the links and sources in today's episode description in your podcast app or click episodes on thenewsworthy.com. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.